Zok de elega mishna vayta mesech des trumas perig vav mishna dalar agoynev truma. This person stole truma from a kohen. V'loya chala. He didn't eat it. But now what does he do? Zok de mishna mishalom, he has to pay the kohen tashlume kefil, double. Truma belongs to the kohen. And when you steal something from anyone, you have to pay kefil. But he's going to pay demei truma. So first of all, this mishna is teaching us. You steal from a kohen, you have to pay back kefil, and you have to pay back according to the value of truma, which is actually less, because truma costs less than regular food. And the Mefarshim also explain over here. He can pay money. What else should he pay? Remember what we said till now? When you eat truma, you have to pay back peiros. You have to pay back chulin peiros, that trumas and maizes were taken from. You can't pay money or anything else. In this case, however, where he steals it, he didn't eat it, he stole it. He doesn't have to bedafka pay back in peiros. So again, a goyin of truma, if someone steals truma from a kohen, v'leyachalan, he did not eat it. Meshalim, he pays to the kohen tashlume kefil, he pays double, but demei truma, the lower value of truma. Truma costs less in the store, because only a limited amount of people could eat it. And he can pay money. However, if he steals truma and eats it, if achala, if he ate it, now he ate it b'shoigeg. So Meshalim is going to pay the kohen, shnei keronim v'chaymesh, twice the keren, twice the principal amount, and a chaymesh. And here's the breakdown, says the Mishnah. Keren v'chaymesh menachulim. The first keren and the chaymesh that he has to pay from peiros chulin that he took of truma simaisis from, like any other czar, like any other non-kayan who ate truma b'shoigeg. The keren, the extra keren, he's going to have to pay over here, because he stole the truma from the kayan first. That's going to be demei truma, the value of truma, and that he can pay in money. That's his kefil that he has to pay for stealing. Now, when he pays the keren and the chaymesh from chulin, as soon as he gives it to the kayan, it becomes truma. Like every time you eat truma b'shoigeg. So once again, if you steal truma from a kohen and you don't eat it, you pay the kohen kefil, you're going to pay the cheaper price, the value of truma. If he ate it, and he ate it b'shoigeg, he's going to have to pay the principal amount twice and one chaymish. The keren and chaymish is going to come from chulin, that's for eating truma b'shoigeg. He has to pay peiros chulin, and peiros chulin that he took of truma's maizes from. The extra keren that he's paying for kefil, that could be in the value of truma, in other words, it's going to be less. Because a pound of oranges, let's say regular, could cost $1.69, and a truma pound could cost 89 cents. But here there's no din, he has to pay chulin. This is also the din of paying back the kefil. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Gonav truma's hegdish. If he stole truma of hegdish, v'yachal and he ate it b'shoigig. Meshalem shnei chamashim v'kerim. He's going to pay chaymish twice and one kerim. In other words, besides the fact you have to pay back hegdish for what you ate, you're going to have to pay a fifth two times. Once because you ate truma b'shoigeg, and the other time because you were moil b'hegdish. For that you also have to pay an extra fifth. He will not pay a second keren, even though here too he's a ganef, and doesn't a ganef pay kefil, but only when you steal from a person. She'ein b'hegdish tashlume kefil, when you steal from hegdish, there is no kefil. Okay, so in the second part of the Mishnah we learned that if someone steals truma's hegdish, that means the kohen was magdish truma. You can be magdish anything to hegdish. Doesn't go on the mizbeach, but it goes lebed gabayis. The value belongs to hegdish. This person went and ate it. He's going to pay back hegdish. That's only once. But he's going to have to pay chaymish twice. Once for eating truma and once for having enough from hegdish. He will not have to pay a keren twice because there's no kefil when it comes to hegdish. The Torah says, if you remember from Parshas Mishpatim, Yishalem shnayim lireyeu, to your friend, you have to pay double, but not to hegdish.